Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I was struck by a few verses of scripture this week and spent quite a bit of time looking into it. And I think I'll share these verses and my thoughts and God's thoughts on the subject with you today. You know, once in a while I make a mistake about going and watching so-called Christian TV and watch some of these preachers, and it just bothers me to no end. Theologians somehow putting things on God that God never had anything to do with. Here at the God School, we make every attempt to stay with God's word that we might come to know God, because that is God's desire, that we might come to know him. What did Jesus say in John 17? This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I want to go to these verses today. They're found in the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew. Now, Jesus has just been in a few verbal altercations with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those men who think they knew more about God than Jesus did. And, you know, the 25th verse, after he's finished arguing or making his statements, and they're not very kind to the quote-unquote religious people of his day, 25th verse says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And to whomsoever the Son will reveal. I'm pausing. Because this last word, reveal, is apokalyptai, which means to uncover, which means to make known. And Jesus said that it's good in God's sight that he does not reveal himself to the wise or the prudent, but to babes. So I went and did a study of the word and found out, to find out, and attempt to bring understanding and encouragement to these words of Jesus, I'd take you first to 1 Corinthians 1, 19. It says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Where is the wise, the 20th verse says? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Let me read that again. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them, King James says, believe. No, to save them that faith. 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, 7th verse says, "But we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the mind, into the hearts of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him." And the word is agapao, that for them that won't live without him. "But God revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." It's more to the world, folks, than what we see. Let's continue with more scripture on this subject of, "Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes." 1 Corinthians 3:18, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise." Babes, a fool. Oh, you foolish Christians! How could you put your confidence and faith and trust in something you cannot see? Well, it starts with God. It ends with God. And what did it say here? "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. For it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that are trusting in his word." 6th chapter of John says, you know, "No man comes to God save the Spirit of God draw him." It's called in theological terms, prevenient grace, the initiative starts with God. In a discourse between Jesus and his disciples found in the 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said, Jesus saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what was Jesus' response? Listen. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, but my Father, which is in heaven. Now, how much credit does Peter get in this? None. It says God is the revealer. Peter did not come up with it by his wisdom or his prudence, but by the Father of Jesus Christ. In the 27th verse of this 11th chapter of Matthew, it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. In John 3:35, it says, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Witness of the Word again says, in the 17th chapter of John, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. What does that say about us, folks? It says we be recipients. God's choice. In 1 Corinthians 15:27, that wonderful chapter of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, without which Christianity is absolutely void. But in the 27th verse, it says, for he, that is the Father, has put all things under his feet, that is Jesus' feet. When he saith, all things are put under him, it's manifest that he, that is God, is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, that is, unto Jesus, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that is, our Father, that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Hallelujah! Yeah. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, it says, "No man has seen God at any time, only the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has," King James says, "has declared him." The Greek word is a word from which we get our word exegesis. That is to open up. The word in the Greek means to remove from behind a curtain and to be put on display. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." God chose to reveal him to babes. In the sixth chapter of John, it says, "Not that any man has seen the Father." If you run across guys that tell you, they've seen God, and, God talked to them, and they talked to God, and other than what God had to say in his scriptures, watch out. "Not that any man has seen the Father, save he," that is Jesus, "which is of God, he has seen the Father." And Jesus says in the 10th chapter of John, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." What does all this mean? In let's just take a little more scripture and then we'll try to draw a conclusion. It says, "And has revealed them unto babes." At the same time came, in 18th chapter of Matthew, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily, verily, amen, amen, I say to you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck and that he be drowned in the depth of the sea." Interesting word, offend, here. It has to do with causing someone to stumble, which causes someone who's on the right path to look to their right or their left because, you know, this man said that and that man said this, and, you know, they are wiser in this world than I am, and therefore I should listen to them. You know, we've said it. God has made the wisdom and prudence of this world to be as nothing. Here's the gospel, folks. God's not looking for perfection from us, which it is impossible for us to perform. Romans 3:23 makes it very clear. All have sinned, hamartia, means to come short of, and come short of the glory of God. But God is looking for those who will put their faith, that is, hang their body in action based upon a belief that, and it's sustained by confidence, that what God said, he will do. Revealed them as babes. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I love little children. I love infants. And so I'm in line waiting for checkout, and there's a mother there with her child sitting in the cart, and the child begins to cry, squeal a little bit. It wasn't horrible. And I was standing right next to her, and I looked at the little baby, and because I love kids, and I think kids love me. And I looked at her, I said, "What's wrong?" And she immediately stopped, looked at me, and we exchanged looks. And, you know, I had this sense that she understood I was a friend. But then she looked up at her mother, and she reached out and grabbed hold of her mother, hiding herself in her mother's embrace. She embraced the mother, the trust of a child. Except ye become as little children. The trust in our Father and our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father, the Lord of heaven and earth. We receive his word as children. What's the bottom line, folks? Put your fear and doubt away. Look unto your Father, Lord of heaven and earth. With all confidence, run unto him in the shelter of his word. Lean on the staff of his word. Have confidence. For from the beginning through the end, we need to understand what God has revealed unto us. And that is, to me and to those listening and to those who to whom it has not yet been revealed, and I make it personal, God chose you and chose to reveal himself to you, not because of your wisdom, not because of your prudence, not because of your success in this world, but he did it for himself. And God, who is Lord of heaven and earth, has the power and will do for himself what he wants, and what he wants is you to whom he has revealed himself. And that's the God School for today. If you want to hear this message again, or if you want more of the teaching of this pastor and teacher, you can go to thegodschool.com. There are close to 900 messages. If this message gives you encouragement, increases your courage, then I want to hear from you. You can leave me a comment at thegodschool.com. Good day.